everyone. Welcome to No Smut Shaming. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're here to discuss all your favorite romance reads.
And all of the dirty details.
This week we'll be talking about Melanie Harlow's book, Unforgettable.
But first, let's talk highs and lows from this week. How was your week?
Today is our 1 month anniversary.
Woo!
Yeah, ever since we were like, you know what? We should do a podcast about this.
That's so sweet.
I know. So really excited about that. But the low and the bad part about this is I'm a little Instagram obsessed right now.
Yeah.
We're getting familiar with the whole Bookstagram and it's been really great. But my daughter actually looked at me the other day and was like, could you please get off your phone?
Like, it's addicting.
Yeah, it's very addicting.
So it's become a problem.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So it was nice for my 3-year-old to give me a reality check. How was your week?
So my low was that my work week was so hard. I have like a face full of stress pimples.
Oh no.
So I'm working through that.
Yeah.
But my high, so a couple weeks ago I told you that I sent a letter to the passport agency that has my passport.
Oh yeah.
And they did it. Wow. I now have my passport.
That's so cool.
It is so exciting. I feel so relieved.
Yeah.
And I feel like they got my letter and they felt bad for me and they did it.
Yeah, they moved you up to the front, man.
I know. I feel good about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This week we're talking about Unforgettable by Melanie Harlow. This has a 4.38 on Goodreads. And this is accidentally the fifth book in the standalone series. I did not realize it was a series whenever I chose this book for us. And of course, I chose the very last book.
But the good thing is they can be standalone books.
Yeah. I think it's a book of sisters. Mm-hmm. And I just picked the last sister in the series, which is fine. You
totally
can't really
fine.
Tell. But I did think that was funny.
So a quick little book summary is Tyler Shaw is a retired and disgraced baseball player who is back in town for his sister's wedding. April Sawyer, the woman he shares a secret with 18 years ago, is the wedding planner. When they bump into each other, they quickly realize the attraction is still there. But can they move on from their past or will it still follow them?
Yeah, so it starts with us learning about what a stud Tyler was as a baseball player. It sounds like he was God's gift to baseball, the greatest of all time. And something happened all of a sudden. He's awful. It sounds like he got the yips, which I am not familiar with baseball.
I was not familiar. I had to Google that one.
Yeah, so he got the yips and now he just can't throw the baseball.
Right. And apparently it's more of a psychological thing. It's not a physical thing.
Yeah, so after a couple years of trying to get it back, he just quit and
retired
and became kind of a recluse. And at the same time, now a documentary was just released about him, basically chronicling his
rise to stardom
and his quick fall.
His crash.
Yeah. And yeah. It seems to be like they interview people in his life. And they're just like, yeah, that Tyler, he had him and he lost it. What are you going to do?
And they all just keep offering like suggestions on what to do because, you know, everyone else is a professional.
Yeah. Can you imagine just like 75-year-old Jim Bomb being like, hey, did you try ice on that shoulder? And he's like,
what about acupuncture?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
We did it all.
Right. But Tyler is now home for his little sister Sadie's shotgun wedding. Mm-hmm. And Sadie tells Tyler that her wedding planner is April. And we get a little flashback to when Tyler and April were in high school because April used to help out by babysitting Sadie when they were younger because their dad worked so many jobs to support them. And he recalls a lot of good memories. It sounds like she was the only girl who didn't fall at his feet as
right.
like a high school stud. And he liked that about her. He recalls really fond memories of their childhood together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drop a bomb.
They drop it pretty early. I was a little shocked.
Yeah,
by this.
They drop a bomb that they had a baby together when they were 18.
Oof.
The night before he left for college, they had sex for the first time.
Right. Well, it was her first time. Remember, he was a stud.
But their first time together and her first time ever. And they got pregnant.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah. But then we kind of flash back forward and mm-hmm. April's at her therapist. She's going to therapy because her sisters have found love and happiness and she wants that for herself. But she can tell that this past is looming over her a little bit. So we learn that her therapist at their last session gave her a homework assignment. And that is for her to make a list of pro and cons of meeting her birth son.
Right. So it's something she's been battling with.
Yeah.
And she feels like maybe meeting him will give her some closure to the decision she made.
Yeah. So this obviously tells us that back when they were 18, they did have the baby and put him up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And she also tells her therapist, Tyler's going to be in town for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen each other since everything went down 18 years ago.
Just no communication.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
He just knocks her up. And then he's like,
gotta go to college.
But she also is just seems to be very wise, and she has no hard feelings for like
she
about
has
him.
Zero. Any point in the book, I thought, okay, eventually she'll be like, you know what? I'm a little upset. I
like
had to
a
do
little
this
resentful.
By myself. But no, she was just like, he was pursuing his dreams. It's great. I'll take care of this.
Yeah, she was like, so supportive. She has no hard feelings towards him. What growth? I mean,
yeah, she's a saint.
Yeah, but then her therapist gives her...
What would you do? It's your first time. You get pregnant.
Oh, my God.
And would you just be like, hey, you know what? Yeah, you go do your thing. You become an all-star baseball player. I will take care of this pregnancy by myself.
I feel kind of speechless because I can't even imagine what I would do. But I feel like I would harbor a lot of certain feelings towards the 18-year-old stud who knocked me up at 18.
Right.
I couldn't just be like, he's amazing. This is just a constant... I mean, especially at 18, you have so many emotions... And I feel like you would just carry them through your life.
I think it's great that her family was so supportive. My family would not have been supportive. My dad would have been like, I'm going to kill him, you know.
Yeah, her family was so supportive, which was really, really nice. Mm-hmm. She really just told her mom and older sister, because mm-hmm. she has four other sisters. And her mom was really sweet and helped her, and her grandma helped her.
Yeah.
It was really great.
She has an amazing family.
She does. But then her therapist gives her a new homework assignment for this mm-hmm. session, and that's to open up to her other sisters about the time in her life. And she thinks that might help her move on from this right. if she's more open about it. So that night, she does invite all of her sisters over for a girls' night, and she does tell them the whole story, and that it was her first time, and they were hanging out before he went to college, and then they just had quick 18-year-old virgin sex, and then big bang boom. And her family helped her, like we said, and she did tell Tyler about her plans to get baby up for adoption, and he was clearly relieved. And then he just kind of left.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And he also didn't want his name on the birth certificate.
Yeah. He was really nervous. I think even at 18, he was like, I'm going to be a superstar.
Oh, to have that level of confidence.
I know. He was super confident, and he didn't want his name on there just to not have any press out there about him. I don't really know.
Okay.
Yeah. The next morning, so he's at a hotel, right? He's in town for sister's wedding. He's at a hotel, and he can't sleep because there are people having sex next door. Yeah. So loud that he's like, man, I gotta get out of here. So he goes to a nearby park to run and work out. And mm-hmm. when he's done, who does he see walking on the track?
He sees like a flash of red hair.
I know. And it's April.
Yeah.
And so he yells her name across the park, and it startles her so much she falls to the ground.
So he rushes over there to help her out.
Yeah. And they have just an easy chat. And then the thing about Tyler is he's so hung up on his yips.
It's like the only thing he can talk
about. It's the only thing he can talk about. So whenever it comes up about his baseball career,
he's super salty about it.
Yeah. And he starts to be a bit of a jerk to her. Right. But she calls him out, and then they kind of move on for it.
And he's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, you want to go to dinner tonight? And she's like, yeah, all right. During the day, Tyler's helping his sister around her house and helping her get the nursery set up. And we find out that he has never told his sister about the baby 18
oh,
years
right.
ago.
Yeah.
He tells her the story, and his sister's reaction is really funny. She's like, what the hell?
I like that Sadie immediately thought about how April would have felt.
Yes.
You know, because she was just like, how do you think that made her feel? She had to do all of this by herself.
And Tyler,
and he's like, what?
He's
like, he had never thought of that
yeah.
ever.
He was like, you think it was hard
years.
For her? It never crossed his mind that she would have gone through some challenges.
It made me wonder if he even told anybody.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know.
Wow.
And so his sister kind of gets mad at him. Like,
well, yeah, because she has an idiot for a brother. Like, I'm like, come on. How do you not think of the girl ever?
I know. Sadie even, his sister Sadie encourages him, like, you really need to apologize and check in on her
yeah,
and see how she's doing.
Ask her how yeah. know, she got through all of that.
Yeah. But that night, they have plans, right? Mm-hmm. So he goes to the wedding venue that she works at, and he waits for her at the bar. And she is so nervous. She even, like, tried to look cute that
she
day.
She dolled herself up.
Yeah, she, like, did her hair. She put on some lipstick. Looking cute. Mm-hmm. And then she shows up to the bar, and he makes a comment that her hair is still red because he's always loved it. And then he's kind of like looking around the wedding, but he's like, I could never do marriage.
We're like, okay.
Yeah. But then again, they're sitting there just chatting, and
he also can't throw a fastball anymore, so
right. People come up and they're like, hey, sorry about those yips.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I got it.
It's so weird and rude that people would try to give him suggestions years after he's retired.
People don't think, you know?
Yeah, people are really insensitive. He just immediately shuts down, but he gets it all
the
time.
That's his MO, though.
I was going to say, yeah, that's what he does. But they do spend some time catching up, and they seem to kind of fall back into their old teasing and their old rapport. But then I was just like, God, he really bitches about being a failed baseball player a lot.
But that was his life, right?
I know, but he just like keeps harping on it and bringing it up and whining. I'm like, I feel like
he's the one who should have went to therapy.
I know. I get it. It was your whole life and now it's gone. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but plan B?
But dude, like, come on.
I know.
Who wants to sit there and listen? It's like, if you met a guy who was like, man, I was a stud in high school. It's like, that's great. But
so what are you doing now?
What's the next plan?
Yeah.
But no, he just really bitches about it a lot. And then she keeps trying to have like a serious conversation with him about his feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, you need some inner peace. Deep down, you're craving that peace. And his inner thoughts are like, deep down, I was craving that pussy. And I'm like, you need to listen, Tyler. She's throwing some wisdom your way.
Right.
And he is just like, dirty thought, dirty thought, dirty thought, dirty. I'm like, you are not listening.
Well, he wasn't responsible for any of the feelings, though, of what happened. You know, it's her coming to terms with everything. So he's just like, he got off scot-free.
I know. But they do have like a pretty jokey, fun relationship. And so they end up kind of playing around a little bit and end up nose to nose in like a clear potential kiss situation. And then all of a sudden he just stops it, grabs the check and is like, let's get out of here. And the vibe kind of shifts into like a polite, friendly.
Because he keeps telling himself, like, I have to be good with this girl. Because the last time I got her pregnant.
Right. He's like trying to make it up to her.
By just being a decent human being.
By not sleeping with her the first time again. But I think she's kind of tipsy, so he offers to drive her home. And then she's like, well, my car is going to be here. He's like, well, I'll pick you up in the morning, too, and I'll drive you to work. She's like, okay. He gets her to her apartment, and then he realizes somehow for the very first time how big of a sacrifice she made with handling the baby and the adoption stuff by herself. This somehow never crossed his mind before that.
18 years. Not a one thought.
No. And so they kind of talk about it, but then she's like, well, I'm going to go. So she's about to get out of the car and he stops her. And he basically said he's had some sexy feelings about her all through dinner. But again, he's trying to be a gentleman. And then he pivots and he's just like, did I abandon you all those years ago? Like, he is just all over the place. He's like, wants to have sex, wants to talk about feelings. Like, he just can't get it straight. But then all of a sudden he's like, has a wash of guilt. And then they finally have like a much needed conversation.
Right.
And she's pretty great. She's like, nope, no hard feelings. You did what you had to do, and I get it.
She's
and
then, a saint.
Yeah, she is. So she tells him again, like, nope, nothing on you. And he's like, ooh.
Clear conscience.
Right, exactly. And then that's kind of it for the night. And then the morning he picks her up and they stop for breakfast at this little diner and they run into his old high school baseball coach. And the coach casually mentions that the school could use a pitching coach. And he's like, nah, I'm going back to my cave.
To my hole.
Yeah, because this whole time he's just like, I'm in and out. In for the wedding and I'm popping out.
He has no desire to stay.
No. After breakfast, he drops her off at work and heads
to the
gym. Could
you imagine being so devastated by how your career went that you decided to like buy a cabin in the woods and then just stay there alone?
No.
That's crazy.
I mean,
like, I get it for maybe like a week or two, you know, wallow.
I could even see it for like a year. Recover, take a break.
Yeah, get your thoughts together, figure out plan B.
Yeah, I'm sure you're exhausted.
But he's just like, no, I want to go back to my hole.
Forever. And he's only 36. He has a whole life.
And he's hot. So.
He is super hot. 36. Some would say in his prime.
Right.
But no, he just holes up. But he drops her off and heads to the gym. And this part is so funny to me because... He like can't even focus on the basic gym stuff he's doing without thinking about doing dirty, dirty things to her. So much so, he accidentally moans in the gym, like a sexual moan.
With people around, yeah.
He's in a crowded gym and he's just like moaning. He's like, whoops, that moan slipped out. Like, I have never...
Well, I've never thought so hard about sex in a public place where I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like, you're like, whoops.
Did that come out?
I know. But then he has lunch plans with his sister, and they're there, and there's this really rude reporter who comes up, who's clearly overstepping their lunch.
Right, because she is just asking him questions and he's trying to be polite. And he's like,
he is.
No, I'm not going to do an interview. But she just keeps doing it over and over
again. Yeah, he's just like, no comment. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she's so rude and nasty about it.
She's definitely like a tabloid reporter.
Yeah. And then that kind of goes away. Now the current high school baseball coach is his old coach's son. So the new baseball coach stops by and is like, hey, my dad said you were in town. You should come to practice tomorrow morning. The kids would love to get to know you. There is a kid who does need some help with his pitching. Mm-hmm. His name is Chip and he has a lot of potential, but he just has a few things he needs to work on.
And you can tell he kind of wants to, yeah. But he's always just driven by his fear. You know, people asking him questions about his yips.
Yeah. So he's kind of like, no, I don't really know.
Right.
And you can tell he's like softening up a little bit, but he still, I think, says no initially.
Yeah.
At lunch, Tyler tells his sister that he did talk to April about the baby and everything's fine between them.
She basically confirmed all the thoughts that he had. Like, she was okay with everything.
Yeah.
You know, nothing to worry about.
Nothing on him.
Yeah.
And then his sister's like, well, did you find out the gender and the name? Like, do you know anything? And he goes, yeah, it was a boy.
Yeah.
And his name is Charles. And this is where I was like, oh my God. For the first time ever, the writing is on the wall and I'm reading it. I get it. Dots connected. Chip, Charles, baseball player, 18-year-old son.
Right.
I had this whole like euphoric moment of like, I have it for the first time.
I didn't have this moment until they actually spelled it out for me at the
which is
to the
so
end.
Funny because you always make fun of me.
I do.
For not seeing what's going to happen before it happens.
And then I was reading these notes and you're like, duh. And I was like, what?
And you did not see it coming.
I did not see it coming.
We'll get to it a little bit, but I mean, come on. Like, clearly, 18-year-old bass player Chip, Charles, 18-year-old kid. Like,
yeah, okay. You know, when you spell it out like that.
I mean, I just felt like, sorry, no offense. This was like the most obvious. Anyways. It's now his sister's wedding rehearsal. And his sister tells him, I think both their parents have passed away. So April says, I would like to do a dance with you. And Tyler
freaks out. No.
He's like, what? I've never danced before.
I don't dance. I'm from the town in Footloose.
So Tyler asks April if she would help him with his dancing. Mm-hmm. So after the rehearsal, Tyler comes back to the venue. April kind of gives him a little dance lesson, which is very sweet. And they're dancing. And then like he spins her and she comes back. And there's that moment. And April's like, don't you want to kiss me? And then before you know it, they are just making out. It's hot. And they're just like, you want to go to the hotel? And they are just like racing to the hotel. And then they do a little elevator foreplay.
Oh.
And then I like that they said he undressed in super speed.
Right. He's like Superman, just like all gone.
Like, I've experienced this one time in my life where a guy took off his clothes in a pace that it actually like confused me. I was like, how did you get your clothes off that fast? So whenever I read this, I just immediately was like, I've been there. Like, I know. For her, it was just like, ooh, sweet sex. Right. And for me, I was like, what's going on? But they do have the sweet, sweet sex.
Yes, that's
sweet. And he did take his time.
Right, because he's trying to prove himself. Because, you know, 18-year-old sex is not, you know, super long.
Yeah, she had made a comment earlier that their 18-year-old sex was like here like and there in a flash. Yeah. So he is taking his time.
He's almost taking too much time.
Right. And let's note, he did use a condom this time.
Right. Lessons learned.
Lessons learned. And look, I'm sure he's awesome in bed. But at the end, he kind of just like
commands her to come.
Tells her to come. And she does.
She's like, poof.
Either way, it's impressive, but like...
But I think it had been a long time for both of them.
True. So the next morning comes around and Tyler does decide to go to the high school baseball practice and he's there to help Chip. And he learns that Chip has a tough family situation. His dad has recently passed away and he finds out that Chip has gotten multiple college offers to play baseball, which is really exciting. But Chip is torn because he feels now a responsibility to take care of his mom.
Right. Which is super sweet.
I know. And not how Tyler was
as a kid. Tyler's like, I don't know how.
He's like, you're not 100% selfish all the time.
Right. I don't know what that feels like.
Right. And then later that night is the wedding. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the wedding was great. But more importantly, there's a point in the wedding and April finds Tyler and is like, come with me.
takes him by the hand,
leads him into her office, and just like apparently gives the world's best blowjob.
Yep. And this is something she wanted to do for him. So she just like drops to her knees.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, really?
Yeah, like obviously like, you're not going to be like, oh, stop that.
Never mind. Let me get back up.
So yeah, they do the little office BJ and then they have some post-wedding sex. They were doing that thing that you see, like I feel like in the beginning of a movie where it's like so hot and they can't even make it to the bedroom right. because they just need each
so
other right then.
Pieces are just flying off.
Right,
yeah.
Clothes everywhere, shoes.
Right.
And then she's racing up the stairs to the bedroom.
But he says he can't wait.
He like catches her mid-stair. In my mind, it's like she's like on her hands and knees and she, yeah, this is in my mind. I don't know what really happened. And he like has her by the belly.
Belly?
And then he somehow takes her underwear off while she's on the stairs.
While he has her pinned down on the stairs, right?
I mean, I would fall straight to the bottom. Like,
right.
The coordination level I have, I mean, that would just not go well
just
for me.
Just Winnie the Pooh in it, laying at the bottom of the stairs. We need to go to the ER.
But he, on the stairs, he takes her underwear off and he starts feeling around. And then... They go upstairs, bang it out, mm-hmm. and then post-sex, he's like, I don't want to leave tomorrow because
right.
the wedding's over. He has a flight out tomorrow, and he just doesn't want to go. And
right.
she's like, please stay. So she's really excited. And then the next morning
Which
after...
I feel like this is a huge growth for him, too. The fact that he's
yeah.
willing to stay at home. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next morning after they went to Bangtown, he gets up and... makes her pancakes, which is really adorable.
Because he's really bad at it.
I think he has a chef at home.
Yes.
In his private cabin.
Uh-huh.
But then they just have, like, so much sex.
We have a lot of sex.
I feel like it's just, like, a sex montage.
Yeah.
And then there's just, like, a falling in love montage mm-hmm. where he's staying over each night. He's helping the kid with his pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decides to stay for good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to get a house on the lake mm-hmm. and he's going to take that full-time coaching job mm-hmm. at the school. And April is just like, my life
definitely
is...
Definitely like a white picket fence sort
yes.
of montage. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And April's ecstatic. She's so happy
pumped.
He's staying.
She like calls her sister. She's like, guess what?
Yeah, she's so happy. And then that reporter who's the worst, it takes a turn because she puts out some more stories. There's some more news about him that he's back in town, and it kind of brings the documentary back into attention mm-hmm. and his failures.
But that documentary is like everywhere. So mm-hmm. it's like every time they turn the TV on, all their friends and family have heard it.
Yeah. So
they just feel really bad for him.
He's clearly struggling with all the attention mm-hmm. on his past. And then earlier in the book, April had decided to send a letter to the adopted mom of her son, and she receives a letter back.
Because the adopted mom said that anytime you wanted to touch base or know anything about him, you can reach out to me.
Yeah, so April gets a letter back in the mail from the mother of the child.
Mm-hmm.
She put up for adoption, and it includes a picture and his name. His name is Chip. I mean...
And this is when I was like, oh!
And I was like, come on. And that he plays baseball, and she even says he goes to this high school, and now April has this letter, and she's putting this together.
Like all the stories that he's said about the baseball team, she's mm-hmm. like, oh no, they probably already met.
And she's like, wow, that kid he's been working with.
That's his son.
That's his son.
Mind blown.
For me, not so much.
For me.
And then earlier that day, April had given Tyler a key to her apartment because mm-hmm. she was going to be working late. And
yeah.
so she wanted him to be able to go up if he was there before her. And then when he gets there, of course, he sees
the picture and
the picture
letter.
Of Chip
yeah.
and realizes
and
that
he just
Chip
loses
is his son.
Mind.
Yeah. So when April walks in, he's like holding the picture, clearly in distress.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like pacing and saying.
And at first he's just like, why did you know this whole time? And she's like, no, I just found out.
Yeah,
like,
just
I didn't
found out
know.
Hours ago and didn't want to tell him over the phone. But
right.
he's like, I can't be this kid's father. I can't have anybody knowing this is my kid. It'll ruin his life because I'm a failure. Who would want me as a dad?
Right.
And then he decides his only option is to flee town.
That's what he's good at.
Yeah. So, of course, immediately hops on a plane back
like
to California.
He bought a ticket already.
Yeah. He's like all packed up and ready to go. And he gets back to California. And then he gets a call from the current baseball coach saying that
his original baseball coach is mm-hmm. in the hospital.
Yeah. And he's on his deathbed. Like, this is sounds
right.
like it's it. And so he's like, well...
Guess I'm flying back.
He flies on back to Michigan. And he stops by the hospital to see his coach. And his coach gives him some solid life advice.
Right.
That sends him running for April. And he's just like, I've made a mistake. And he tracks her down. And she's obviously happy he's back. I mean, she loves him. And she tells him she's willing to try things again and work things out, but just a little bit slower.
Right.
And she just tells him that he needs to earn her trust back. And so he's like, cool, no problem. I can do that.
It's like all of a sudden he really gets his shit together.
It's like all of a sudden things are clear for him. And then he asks her to go to lunch. I think it's the next day.
Yeah.
Things happen pretty quickly in this book. The timeline is like a 2-week timeline, but a lot of stuff goes down. He tells her he's accepted the coaching job at the high school. Mm-hmm. He's looking at houses today with a realtor.
Right. It's a lot to take in.
He's trying to be like, I'm serious. These are the steps I'm taking, which actually is a pretty good plan.
Right.
He also says he's done some thinking and he'd like to introduce himself to Chip for real and tell him that he's his biological father. And then he also says, you know, I want to do this, but I also want us to get ahead of the news story that's probably going to come out.
Let's control the narrative.
Yeah. So they decide to go meet with the Carswells, which is Chip and his mom. And Chip just seems like the best kid ever. At 18, he's just so sweet, nice, and kind and open.
He's April.
April. You're right. He is. He's so sweet. And then they eventually tell Chip that Tyler, like, I'm here because
also
I'm your dad. I'm like, I'm your biological father. Mm-hmm. And Chip's like, cool.
Like, he doesn't see him as a disgrace. He just sees him as a great pitcher.
Yeah. So he's really proud that Tyler's his biological dad. He thinks it's really awesome.
Right.
And they do agree as like this new extended family kind of to get ahead of the story. And Chip's mother says like she has a PR friend who will craft the story and they'll...
To make it more like a positive adoptive story. Yeah.
Yeah. And that both sides are just thrilled to have more family. Mm-hmm. And they really are. You can tell that April and Tyler and April's family and like everyone's excited to have more family. It's just really sweet. And then the epilogue is, I don't know how much time passes.
I thought it was like 6 months.
Yeah, that sounds right. Sure.
It's been 6 months.
6 months it is. And it's her birthday. Mm-hmm. And she wakes up to Tyler calling her because he got a flat tire. And she's like, ugh. But then she's like, well, he's done a lot for me in the past 6 months when I've had like car trouble or whatever. So she's like, sure, I'll come pick you up. And he's at the high school and she gets to the baseball field and he's like, hey, I've been practicing and I'm on the verge of a breakthrough.
Right. He wants her to be the catcher.
He wants her to be the catcher. And she's like, what?
He gives her
pads and
a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And she's just like, I'm going to die.
Yeah. She's like, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. He gives her like all the gear, like the turtle shell, everything.
She didn't even know like how to like crouch down. She didn't know what to do.
But he's like, I'm on a pitching breakthrough. Like, you got to
support me.
Yeah. And she's like, okay. And then he goes to like wind up. And instead of a ball, he throws her a ring box.
Aww.
And it really is.
It was really sweet, actually.
So sweet. And he proposes. Like, oh. I know. And then she hears cheering. And then the bleachers are filled with her friends and family. Yeah. And they're all excited. And my heart, I was just, oh.
It was a really sweet story.
It was such a sweet moment. I loved that ending.
I did too.
I feel like it really brought it back around.
Yeah.
And my heart was just so happy. And so, that was it.
Overall thoughts?
Overall thoughts is I did like it. I mean, I thought it was just a really cute book. It definitely felt more like a drama than a comedy version of a romance.
Mm-hmm. It was a very grown-up story.
Yeah, there were a lot of big issues that they faced together. But April, super mature. Tyler, not so much.
April, almost too mature.
Yeah. But they did seem like a really good match. I liked their rapport and their relationship together. And then, of course, their adopted son being the most perfect 18-year-old kid in history. I do feel kind of dumb for picking the last book in this series on accident, but I will go back and read the rest of them because this one was really good. Overall, it left me with like a really happy feeling, even though it was kind of a heavy book.
It was a heavy book, but I did like the writing and I did think it was a really good story.
Yeah.
And, my first book from Melanie Harlow, and definitely will read her again.
I would too. I thought it was really good. Okay, well, our next book on our list is called The Change Up by Megan Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that one.
I love this book.
I do love Megan Quinn. But I hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and subscribe to our podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.